Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers?
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, coming at you like Cleopatra your mama's butt cheeks. Bruh, bruh, bruh. Sup, international superstar, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
I'm in a good mood today, except I realize I have dirt on my shoulder. I don't know what this is.
Brush it off.
I don't know. What is that?
Is that sneeze? Did you sneeze?
I don't think so. I just put this out of the closet. I thought it was clean, but it's apparently not.
Maybe it's a little like sweat stain, like the salt from sweat.
No, it's not that. It's like,
is it scratch?
Cum?
Is it Coke booger residue?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's either cum or icing. And either way, it's funny.
Either way, it's delicious.
I cum icing.
Look, we have a great show planned today. As always, two incredible guests on the show from the On the Gate podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Gio Perez is here.
Gio,
Scott was popping.
The
man.
Wrong fucking thing. And Derek Drescher is here.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yep. What's up, boys?
What's going on, man?
How you guys doing?
Chilling, man.
Oh, yeah.
Chilling. I'm in a good mood today. Last night, we are pre-taping this. This is a Friday show. But last night, we had just a fucking epic night at Legion of Skanks. You guys got to watch it unfold. Yeah. I saw you guys poking around in the background.
Yep.
What a crazy show.
Yeah. That's definitely, I feel like we witnessed something legendary.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, not to toot my own horn here, but it was one of the best moments in the history of podcasting. I highly recommend everyone to go watch the latest Legion of Skanks episode entitled The Closest Thing I Have to a Brother.
That's the name of the episode.
That's the name of the episode. And it's fucking, it's great. We ended up trolling or pranking a Fox News reporter, and she's so sweet. Not reporter, but she's a producer for Fox News. Such a sweetheart. I called her this morning. Update on it. I called her this morning, and she thinks it's hilarious. She's watching it now. She's like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. Like, so she's super cool. Really great sense of humor. In fact, her reaction was, she was like, what type of fucking producer of a comedy documentary would I be if I didn't think this was hilarious? So, yeah, shout out to her. She was super cool. But yeah, I'm sort of riding that high. And I went to bed last night sort of feeling a little bit like not at ease. I started feeling bad because she is a nice person. She is doing something very nice. Not nice, but she's doing something. She's, you know, this documentary that they're doing, it's a great message for comedy,
right?
You know, and you know what they're doing, I think, is really great. So I didn't want her to take it as like, oh, we're saying fuck you, or we're trying to like troll you or prank you because we don't like you or respect you. It just happened to fall onto our laps.
I mean, what would a comedy documentary be without something like that happening, though?
If they could put it in the documentary, that'd be great. I don't know what the context of how they would do it. I don't know that Fox would understand that's hilarious.
And then I made the mistake of assuming Lewis had Dave Chappelle's number.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's pretty.
She sounds hot.
She was a cute chick. Yeah, you know, those Fox producers, they're fucking, you know, they're all kind of cute.
Blondes.
Yeah, cute chick. But I'm fucking, I'm taking. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, doggy. My girl listens to the show, too. I just realized, I was like, is she hot? No, that Fox producer? No, she's gross.
She's a troll.
It's terrible.
Ew.
Disgusting.
A literal troll.
Yucko. No, yeah. Yeah, she was a cute chick, and she was very sweet. Really, really cool. So look out for that documentary coming out sometime in February. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We got a lot going on right now. A lot to plug. Lots happening. Gio, what you got going on? What you plugging on?
November 26th. Hold on. I'm going to get that right. November 26th, I'll be at Hartford, Connecticut, 4 p.m. With Aaliyah Janine, Reg Thomas, and a whole bunch of cool people. And follow us on the Gate.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be at the Stand all month. You can get tickets at thestandnyc.com, on the Gate YouTube, like, subscribe, all that shit.
Love it. Zach Amico.
If you're listening live, I am in Houston at the Secret Group this evening. That's part of the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. I got a headlining show tonight. And then, December the 15th, First ever comic to headline the ECW Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Myself, LaMare Lee, and Ryan Shaner. Come on out. Should be really fucking a banger.
Good for you, Zach. Yeah, that's awesome. Sorry, I'm getting the dirt off my shoulder still. It's really bothering me. Can I get like a wet something? So yeah, a lot of live stuff coming up. December 1st, Indianapolis. December 2nd, McHenry, Illinois. December 3rd, Glendale, Wisconsin. Then I'll be going to Toronto. New Year's Eve at the Comedy Store. That's going to sell out. Get those tickets now if you guys want to come hang out with me and Dave Smith, Colin Troll, Zach Amico, Karen Fiennes, Crack Amico. I mean, what a fucking show at the Comedy Store on New Year's Eve. We're going to light that shit up. Then January 5th through 7th, Washington, D.C., hopefully with the great Zach Amico. Going to be supporting me on those. Then me and Aaron Berger back out, finishing our tour. Phoenix, Bloomington, Minnesota, and Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, the end of January. Before I take a little hiatus, a little break, but then I'm going back to all of the other cities that I did not hit on this tour with Aaron. I'm working on right now, just so you guys know, I'm fucking working on Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Honolulu, Houston, Montreal, Atlanta, Baltimore, Detroit, Salt Lake City, Orlando, and San Jose. So hopefully we can confirm a lot of those very, very soon for the spring. And then I'm going to be filming a brand new special. Looks like June in London. Nice. So look out for that. Going to be putting out tickets for that very, very soon. But I love the London fans, the craziest fans I've ever performed in front of. I was like, you know what, dude, I want my next special to have that type of fucking energy. So yeah, I already have my director, producer. I already have everything sort of in motion. We're looking for a venue right now. So yeah, that's that. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code REP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Yeah. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. Let it be known. Where the fuck is Shannon today?
She's at a now wake for her grandmother.
Gals?
She is at a funeral.
Oh, she's at a funeral.
Yeah, she's at a wake for her grandmother.
That's right, her grandma died. So now we got fucking Natalie fucking taking the lead on this, which is uncomfortable at best. We're not happy.
Don't lie.
Well, you know, you get a little bit cocky sometimes. You do.
No, she gets no cocky.
She's cunty. You're right. She gets cunty. And we have Becca. And I don't know if we've ever had Becca on the show. I don't feel comfortable trashing Becca because she... I've never met a girl who has more school shooter energy than Becca. She's the one.
You can trash me. I'll just get you back later.
I know. You'll get me back by coming in with a fucking gun and murdering everybody. I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to do this? What am I supposed to do today? Shannon, I feel comfortable just trashing Shannon. She deals with it. By the way, I also, Natalie, I listened to the Gas Me Anything with you and Gay Mike.
Do you like it?
I think, first of all, I think it was great.
Yay.
I think you and Gay Mike, you guys do a show called Gas Now.
Yeah.
And they do it as a wrap-up show for all the Gas Digital shows. And they do it from, you know, it's a cool perspective because you guys are obviously fans of the content, but you guys are part of the content. You help create the content. Very unique perspective, which I really, really like. So go enjoy those shows. But I will say that I was a little bit nervous. I listened to Natalie's Gas Me Anything. We do our own show. You guys did it recently,
yeah, we
too.
Did it.
It's an Ask Me Anything on Gas Digital. Mm-hmm. And she talked about how on her first day she almost didn't come back to the job.
That's true.
And then I didn't know any of this. I had no idea how close we were to losing you, but not only losing you, but losing you to possibly, you know, a lawsuit or, you know, you could have gone down a different path. So apparently she was very like, what the fuck type of environment is this? Specifically because of me.
When I tell people this, I'm like, you came back to me, you put me on the spot on the show, but then immediately came up to me afterward and was like, please tell me if there's anything you're uncomfortable with.
I should have done that before. That's called asking for consent afterwards.
Yeah.
That's like when you have sex with a girl and she's a little drunk and the next day you're like, you're cool, right?
Yeah.
Say you're fucking cool into my phone right now. Yeah. Say it.
It's not rape if you ask her when she wakes up.
But she wakes up like, that was okay last night, what I did to you, right?
Yeah. You backdate the consent.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes.
So that was my problem, Natalie, is that I feel like I should have maybe beforehand been like, hey, so you know.
It wouldn't have been a lawsuit. It would have just been like not for
a
me, respectfully parting ways.
A Twitter post?
A blog?
No.
No.
Angry Facebook post with the address?
Yeah.
Nope.
You wouldn't have been like, hey, this fucking toxic ass environment. That's cool.
No, I was just like, it's not for me, was kind of my thought the first day. And then it, you know.
Well, what happened?
You won me over immediately.
What was the thing that you were like, this is fucking crazy. I can't do this.
It was just like, I don't remember. I think I said it on the show. It was like
personality.
Sexual harassment. Like, we're going to harass you here. I just hope you know that. Like, read the address and have fans send you underwear to send back. <Yeah. them. laughs> Which is hilarious.
It's so,
and I would do it now.
Can I say why it's funny? Like, what makes it funnier? The only reason it's really funny is because it's your first day and it's a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Like the fact that like I'm really not supposed to be saying this, it actually could be a problem. That danger is what makes it actually really entertaining and hilarious, and it loses the appeal. Day two, it's not as funny to sexually harass you. I mean, I still do it, but it's just not as funny.
Well, you got to keep up appearances.
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend hate you having this job, Natalie?
No, not at all.
She likes it.
She's kind of an edgelord, so.
Oh, nice. All right, good.
She's cool.
Sweet. Hell yeah. I like it.
I'm glad you stuck it out, Natalie.
Yeah, so am I.
Me too, yeah. She had
like I said it on the Gas Me Anything. You guys won me over, like, by the next week.
Yeah. So I told Ralph, because Ralph was trying to put, like, ads up in, like, Monster fucking, you know, one of these sites where you could hire people. Yeah.
That's Ralph's personal website.
Monster.com.
So I was like, Ralph, I was like, you don't realize, like, we can't just hire from outside of our world. It was like, I cited that episode of Gas Me Anything, and I was like, we almost lost her. It could have been a whole fucking to-do.
Like, yeah, what would Ralph put up, like, a very loose, liberal work environment, or, like, you know what I mean?
No, I think you can't bring people in that don't get it.
Yeah,
you have to like, literally, she was a mistake. She should not fucking be here right
this
now.
Shouldn't have worked as right, well as right, it did.
Becca, right. How did you fucking end up here? Who are you?
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on, Becca?
Well, on my first day here, you promised me that you would get me breast implants if I'd and you have yet to deliver on that.
He will.
No,
show him them.
Let me see. You know what? You could use bigger brush. Yeah. You're right, Becca. You know what? I'm a piece of shit for not delivering on that promise.
There's still time.
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, double D's.
All right. Well, what if I get Shannon brand new ones and we'll give you Shannon's hand-me-downs?
Hand-me-down tits.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Sure, why not?
Nice.
Say bye.
I like it. When Becca's being sexually harassed, she gets kind of hot. Isn't that kind of weird?
I think she feels comfortable getting sexually harassed.
There's a weird thing. I've never seen Becca, like, open up, and then all of a sudden I started sexually harassing her, and then all of a sudden she's fucking...
Yeah.
She's here. She's talking about her breasts. She's showing her skin to us.
Are you into, like, rape fantasies?
Come on, Gio. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Gio
Perez. What is wrong with you, dude?
I just asked.
She's a fucking young lady, dude. I'm sorry.
That's the first thing Gio's cellmate asked him.
Becca, you don't have to answer that, but you should.
Well, my boyfriend is only 5'3", so I guess it...
Your boyfriend's 5'3"?
So you're the rapist.
Yeah, you're into dominant. You're the rapist. You want to be dominant.
In the situation.
I was going to say, we'll see if you think you can take him.
Oh, I see. So she's going to get her boyfriend beat up and then get raped.
Yeah.
It's a terrible strategy.
Yeah,
it's
fucking...
This poor guy.
That's so wild.
Does he know jujitsu?
He knows jujitsu.
Oh, he's a Jew.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna give her
a nattlesnake for that.
Nattlesnake. 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 Nattlesnake.
The vibe is the same.
It is. Yeah, you guys do have similar...
No, they own the same vibe.
Joint custody.
Let's see. KFC apologizes for using Kristallnacht to promote cheesy chicken in Germany. What is this?
Yeah.
What is
this? Oh, Kristallnacht, that's the night of broken glass when the first night they started getting the Jews ready to kill them during World War II, during the Holocaust.
That was the first night.
Exactly.
That was Holocaust Eve?
It was Holocaust Eve. Yes, exactly. All Holocaust Eve. So, yeah, and then, you know, it was just, they were, like, breaking windows and breaking everything, and that's what they were
toilet papering people's trees on their lawns.
Fucking.
You know how much those toilet papers cost?
Yeah.
It's a waste.
Shaving cream.
For uses German Kristallnacht to promote. So what is this, the actual story
basically
here?
Basically, they sent out a tweet. It must have been an automated, like, whenever there's a holiday or something like that, it automatically sends a tweet being like, celebrate with this cheesy chicken sandwich. So they sent one being like, it's Kristallnacht Eve.
What?
Have a chicken sandwich. Come to KFC.
Wow.
That's so...
I mean, and they
claim,
dumb can you be?
In defense, they use deep fryers, not ovens.
Yeah, I'm saying if it was oven roasted chicken, yeah, that would have been appropriate.
That's a great point.
Yes.
Let me find the tweet.
You.
That's true.
I thought it was KFC from Barstool. I didn't know it was KFC. That's
Kentucky Fried Jews.
Yeah.
So... So, but I don't really have a problem with celebrating Kristallnacht with a chicken sandwich. How is that offensive? How is that offensive? I'm just saying, like, you have to eat, right? Kristallnacht should be recognized. Why not enjoy a fucking crispy, cheesy chicken sandwich?
Not to double down on this.
Dude, fuck.
Double down.
Yes, dude. Hold on. That's a KFC joke. That was a KFC joke.
Aren't Jews not supposed to have cheese and
meat together?
Meat
yes.
together?
Yeah.
So not only that, the sandwich is an abomination to them.
Yes, 100%.
Fast food chain sent an app alert on Wednesday saying it's Memorial Day for Kristallnacht. I like saying that word. What a fun word, Kristallnacht.
The Germans, they dress well and they had very good language.
Good words,
yeah,
dude.
Great words.
Treat yourself with more tender cheese on your crispy chicken now at KF Cheese. Kristallnacht.
Kristallnacht fried chicken. Yeah.
Can we look up just a quick video on YouTube about what Kristallnacht is? Give me a fucking... I know that fucking Derek already gave me his prison version. some production here.
Just a moment.
I want to learn more about Kristallnacht, and I want to learn more about times that fast food restaurants have had,
full
mistakes.
Pause.
Yeah.
There's that great, it's another, I want to say, fried chicken commercial that was maybe New Zealand or somewhere where there's soccer, but the one team is all black and all their fans are black. And the commercial is a white guy sitting in a giant stadium of black people with a bucket of chicken and they all become his friend. And without knowledge of the teams, it just looks like, hey, if you want black people to like you, buy chicken.
Yeah.
Those are great things. I'll get on like BuzzFeed, like, 17 advertisements that could never fly today.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, it'll be like fucking... like home, like, cleaning solution for your table, and it'll be like a man like spanking his wife because she didn't do a good enough job cleaning. And it's, yeah, those are my favorites. I do enjoy a nice, inappropriate ad.
Yeah, band commercials are the best.
I mean, all them shits come out in like Europe, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Europe commercials are wild.
Yeah. Asian ones too.
Prior to the events, good.
Become aware of Kristallnacht or that something had happened. Well, this is not the era of television, radio, etc., etc. And as every other morning...
I mean, they could have had a hot bitch, dude.
Yeah,
I
know.
They could have had a hot bitch. Like, in the same exact... whatever's going on, why hire... You ever notice that? Like, back in the day, like, a lot of the kids' characters were, like, weird old people. Like, Mr. Rogers was a weird pedophile-looking motherfucker, right?
Yes.
Mr. Wizard, weird pedophile-looking motherfucker. Blues Clues motherfucker.
Steve.
Mm-hmm. He's just a weird-looking dude, man. None of them, they have a weird fucking vibe.
Yo Gabba Gabba, the dude from all those guys are fucking weird.
Yeah,
the
but you know what? That's Barney. At least with Yo Gabba Gabba, he was just a young, gay-looking black dude. It's a little... you know what it is?
He was safe.
Really old people... shouldn't be hanging out with little kids. Not saying that a 22-year-old should be hanging out with a little kid too, but it sort of like made sense. When you watch, like, remember Shusha back in the day? Hot bitch? You remember Pull Up Shusha? Son, I used to jerk off to Shusha. I used to beat my dick deep to Shusha.
Is this a child show? Like a kid show?
It was a hot slut, and she would just hang out with kids and sing and fucking wear miniskirts, and all these kids were like...
This is in America?
No, I think she was like Colombian, but it would come on in America.
Oh, it was on Telemundo, right? Yeah, or some shit like that.
You'd be flipping the channels. Yeah. Back in the day, before I had porn, I would just beat off to like whatever was
Showtime,
on the television.
HBO.
Not even, dude.
Not even that?
I would literally, my fantasy would be this. I would literally click through the channel, and whatever woman came on the screen, I would jerk off to. And then if I didn't like her, I'd just click through, but I have to jerk off to her. Like, it was part of the
right.
thing.
Is this right?
Yeah, this is Shusha.
That's Shusha, yep.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, this was on Telemundo. What's the other Spanish station? Univision?
Yeah, Shusha was fucking, Shusha was hot as fuck, dude. Yeah. But she was young, and it made sense, and that was that. You get these old motherfuckers that are, at the helm of kids shows. Like Mr. Noodle? Mr. Fucking Noodle, dude, from fucking Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Son, Mr. Noodle looks like he fucks kids. Pull up Mr. Noodle right now.
What? If
he's not Asian. I'm going to be so disappointed.
No. Look at Mr. Fucking Noodle, dude. Oh, no, that's a new Mr. Noodle, dude.
Yeah, the old. He was in.
Yeah, I remember that fucking guy.
Well, he was in a couple movies.
Yeah, Mr. Noodle.
Yeah, dude.
I don't remember this dude from Sesame Street at all.
Yeah, Elmo would be like, come on, Mr. Noodle. And Mr. Noodle wouldn't be, I can't do a good Elmo. Isn't it a shame, dude? The easiest one. When I was a kid, when I was younger, when my son was really young, I could do an Elmo.
Yeah, not no more.
Because, you know, it hurts me physically.
It hurts your throat?
I forget what he sounds like.
No, I can do it. Hold on. Elmo. Elmo. Elmo wants some coffee. Mr. Noodle, give Elmo some coffee right now. That's pretty good, right?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Way closer than you are.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's my. I can't do many impressions.
Well, we're going to find out.
Give me your number one impression. Go.
I don't do impressions.
You got to do something right now. Put you on the spot.
That's what's up, nigga.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to do. I do a black guy.
That's not an impression. That's just racist.
This is. That's not, I could do a Chinese.
That's also just racist. These are not impressions. These are doing accents. You can't do an accent. That's not an impression. I'm talking about an impression.
I could do Geo.
All right, let me hear. Is it an impression of a famous person?
Make sure you get to the studio early enough because I got to drop my daughter off at school. And, you know, just get there just so they know that.
Told you it was terrible.
Yeah,
it
wasn't good.
Gio, give me your best impression.
All right. Yo, what's up, doggy? What's going on, doggy? Is that your girlfriend? Can I take her to Jamaica? What's up?
I don't mind it. Zach, what's your best impression?
Cat Williams, but it's got the N-word in it. I can't
do it. You can do it.
Go, come on, Zach.
Nobody cares. We cannot.
Why can't you?
I'm trying not to say the N-word.
Why?
Because it's out of fashion.
It is out of fashion, right?
Yeah. It's not funny anymore. We've taken it too far.
Well, no, that's not true. It can still be funny.
If you're going to be a real nigga, you got to be a real nigga.
Sounds good. So it made me laugh. That was misdirection, though. I get it. That was another level of comedy right there, folks.
By the way, pretty good Cat Williams.
Yeah, not very good.
Williams. Cat Williams is the school of say it twice comedy.
Yeah, so all right, whatever. KFC apologized. Didn't KFC get into more trouble recently? Wasn't there another one they got in trouble for?
I feel like they're always getting in trouble for something.
Yeah, KFC and Chick-fil-A, both of them. Chicken places,
chicken
man.
Chicken feet,
no good.
Chicken heads in the meal, mutated fucking chickens.
That was the thing back in the day. They were like, it was like a rumor before the internet was really popping. It was like, it was the beginning of the internet, whereas like people didn't really know how to like do it yet. There was like a rumor that KFC was like genetically engineering their chickens, like and growing like giant chickens in the back of like a factory somewhere. So
had like eight legs.
There was
shit,
a documentary,
right?
Yeah. Like a little documentary about that shit. They were like, they couldn't even walk. Like they got so fat.
Oh, really?
Legs. Yeah, they would just plop down. Yeah. Some of them were so fucking dumb. They'll like look up while it's raining and drown. Like they were fucking retarded. Chickens.
Gio, I just realized that you look like a chicken. As I'm talking about this, you not even just
like a skinnier
chicken.
You.
Yeah. No, not a chicken, dude. Or is it a chicken?
No, he looks like one of those chew toys that, like, when you hold it upside down, makes the like, whoa.
No, you look like.
I look more like a ferret than a chicken.
Son, you look like.
You look like a bird. You do look like a bird.
You look like the chicken in, I want to say, Moana.
Was a chicken in Moana?
Is it Moana? Doggy, the chicken's in the water. Moana's about the water, right?
Ice Age.
Oh, I heard that before.
Yeah,
Sid.
Yeah,
that also makes sense.
Like, I've heard Sid.
He's like loose in the neck and all
that.
Yeah.
This motherfucker made his premiere in a short before Toy Story. Yeah, dude, you look like the fucking chicken from Moana, doggy. Yeah. Tell me you don't look like just like that fucking
that
chicken.
No, I do not.
Pull up a video of him. Watch the way he moves. It's also the way you move, doggy. I'm telling you right now.
He moves like a fucking retarded chicken.
He's not retarded. He's googly eyed. Don't be an asshole. Yeah. You can have googly eyes and not
googly
be retarded.
Eyed chicken?
Dude.
You do walk like a chicken, kind of, now that I think about it. Like, your head is behind your body when you walk.
I got a long-ass neck.
Come to the stage, Gio Perez. He goes like
bobblehead, you call me.
Yeah, look at him. Don't tell me that Gio doesn't walk like that
he
chicken.
He definitely walks like that chicken. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
What's the chicken's name?
Gio.
I don't know.
Hi-Hi?
Look at fucking Moana's thick cankles.
I've never watched
it. Hi-Hi.
It is Hi-Hi? Look at Gio. Hey guys.
Oh,
Gio. Yeah, he's about to do
power. After I take a dab hit.
This is so mean, but it's so fucking funny. Dude, Moana's hot though.
I'd fuck the shit out of Moana.
See, I don't watch any of this new stuff because
you don't have kids.
I know I have kids. I'm just not involved.
How old are your kids?
I'm not involved in their life. 13. She's. I have one.
Well, yeah. 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 Moana could fucking get it. She has some thick ass cankles, but she has some Hawaiian fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Nice, tight. I like it.
Hawaiian bitches are freaks.
Yeah.
Are they?
I feel like they are. Yeah. The one I met.
Have I hooked up with a Hawaiian? But yeah, I have.
But like a real Hawaiian, not just some. Yeah, like an actual Hawaiian.
No,
like
these are all white bitches from Hawaii.
Yeah, that don't count.
That's a scary proposition.
Yeah, that don't count.
What? Some girl having like a giant Samoan brother that's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, blood feud.
Fucking throw you into a volcano.
Yeah, yep.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah. Haka dance over your face.
Sacrifice you. Fucking yeah.
Don't like it. Don't like it. I've been to Hawaii. The Hawaii's nice.
What's that dance thing? The haka dance?
The haka.
Is the haka from Hawaii or from New Zealand? I thought that was some fucking...
I think it's just fucking...
About the same.
Polynesian people?
Whatever those fucking people are.
Yeah, those fucking island...
Savages.
Those fucking island monkeys.
Hugga boogas or whatever you want to call them. whatever, dog. You know, they got shit to say about Puerto Ricans. Shut the fuck up. Stop acting like they're not fucking out there being like, oh, these fucking...
Oh, they shit on Americans.
Yeah.
They hate
Americans. Yeah, they hate us.
They're American, but they hate Americans. They hate mainland Americans.
Yeah.
Bunch of spam eaters.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment to thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. If you are over the age of 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to be getting your Kratom directly from YoKratom.com.
Guys, the price of everything has been going up lately, whether it's your rent, your groceries, gasoline. You know what's staying the same? A kilo of Kratom from our friends at YoKratom.com. It's just $60 and they deliver it right to your door. So stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, and bodegas when you can get a kilo of Kratom right to your gosh darn door for just 60 smackers.
There ain't a better deal in the world of over-the-counter narcotics. And I'll tell you right now, you got to get it from YoKratom. We love them, support them. They support us. All right, where were we? All right, so let's see. Comedian Gallagher dead at 76.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. the great Gallagher. Pull up a Gallagher bit on the show right now.
Wow, I've never seen him do
that. I'm just smashing a watermelon here. Can we get some volume, or we're done having volume on the show now?
I never understood why he didn't have more black people in the crowd.
One sec, we got it.
With the watermelons?
They were the only ones who wouldn't use the plastic tarp. They'll just have bowls out. Oh, there was a black guy holding a cup out.
Yeah.
Well, the world is a little less...
The world
it's
is
funny a little, this Friday.
It's a little less funny.
It's not a little less funny.
No, he was retired.
Yeah, he hasn't done comedy in years.
And
we'll,
also,
we'll find an actual. Bit.
Was that actually funny though? Like when he was smashing the watermelons. I never watched this shit. I have no idea.
I watched it when I was a kid.
I always got him and the Amazing Jonathan confused. And Amazing Jonathan was awesome.
He's great.
Yeah,
Amazing Jonathan with the headband, the magician.
Yeah, he was
very funny.
I mean, look, dude, honestly, Coke Magic is me just doing a bad Amazing Jonathan.
Yeah,
that's literally what it is.
I mean, it was pretty sad that documentary when he took the headband off and the hair was attached to it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Let's see.
I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I want you to pay particular attention. Because the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly By Night Industries, has entrusted who? Me. To show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
It's a big-ass couch, dog.
You get out an ordinary apple or two. You place the apple between. Pat and pan. Then what do you do, gang? It's simple. You reach for the tool. It is not a slicer. It is not a dicer. It is not a chopper and a hopper. What in the hell could it possibly be? It is Sledge-O-Matic.
What the fuck is funny about this?
I don't think
it was a parody of the Vegematic. So he's doing a commercial.
Yeah, it's topical, right? To the time.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the Vegematic.
Yeah,
which
that they would
like
sell
chopper
on like QVC and shit like that, right?
What year was this?
This is in the 70s, I would imagine.
I mean, I sort of do this.
Later.
By the way, I do this as a warm-up for Legion of Skanks. Yeah. Every week I throw food at them. I'm a hack. Holy shit. I'm a hack of hacks. I hack other hacks. That's how hacky I am. God damn it.
I made a Gallagher 2 joke, and I feel like people didn't know what I was talking about. Do you know about Gallagher 2?
It was the second. His brother, right?
He sued his brother for doing his act. Uh-huh. His brother would do B-rooms. And he looked just like him.
And he called him Gallagher 2.
But originally he was just whatever his name was, like Leon Gallagher.
Right.
And people didn't know Gallagher's first name. So there were just people that thought for years they saw Gallagher
mm-hmm.
at a shitty club. But it was his brother, doing the act, yeah. So that's why he had to call him Gallagher too.
Yeah, that Akon did the same thing. When he first came out, his brother Boo looked just like him. So they would go, like, the shows he couldn't make, he'd send his brother to go do the song when, like, Locked Up was popping.
Really?
One time that happened in Pride Fighting. So there was two brothers, the Nogueira brothers, Antonio Rodriguez.
Antonio and
Nogueira.
Yeah.
And Big Nog and Little Nog. And I guess one of them, whatever, they couldn't make it for, like, the ceremonial, like, you know, they do a whole thing where they're, like, on a platform, and, you know, that fucking Japanese bitch.
Yep.
She was fucking cool, dude. Like, Pride, you got to go back and watch old school Pride FC events.
Yeah.
Like, the presentation was just wacky. It was nothing like the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I think I had a hard time. It was not palpable for me because it wasn't what I was used to seeing with, like, cage fighting. Yeah. And I was just like, this is a little bit much.
It was super ceremonial.
Yeah.
Super ceremonial. But they would do it before the event. They would come out, pull up, like, a Pride FC opening. Why am I even describing
it? Is it like the flowers and shit?
It was like a lot, the flowers pop and shine, you know, all that shit.
They would come out, and this bitch, she would announce people. She's the craziest announcer ever, dude. She'd be like, Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira.
Yeah.
But she would change it every time. It was always a different, like, you could never catch what this bitch was going to do. It was fucking wild. Pull up an opening to a Pride FC show. I know we can do this, guys.
It's the same lady every time.
Same lady every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not this, is it?
Might be.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, this looks like anime.
Yeah, this looks like this is a cartoon, folks.
Yeah.
Pride Fighting Championships
announcer,
opening.
Yeah.
Or announcer. Yeah.
Yeah, opening ceremony.
There'll be a parrot or like a compilation of her announcing people. Because she was a fucking cool ass announcer.
Was she Asian?
Yeah, she's Japanese.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Pride?
Those are the ones where they did that.
He went to the parade a couple times.
Yeah, Pride Parade. And saw some fights there. But
started them.
Yeah. No, they had, what's it called? They would do the MMA shit, but in a boxing ring.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you were allowed to, I believe you were allowed to stomp on them when you were on when they were on the ground.
You could soccer kick, you could foot stomp.
Yep.
You could punch in the back of the head in those? Or
I think everything was legal except for eye gouging, right? I believe.
That's original UFC. Yeah. It was no eye gouging and no fish hooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen one where it was like a little guy and a bigger dude.
I mean, guys, I might have been an asshole here. I just typed in Pride FC opening ceremony and a bunch of them came up. We can do this.
Huh.
I know we got this in us.
How funny is that?
You just type it into the YouTube, folks.
I think Shannon would have got it.
Probably
she's
not.
Japanese? Because the woman who's coming up is not.
Son.
She's Japanese.
I don't
it's
care
a
what
little
she looks
white
like.
Lady.
Just pull up the fucking the video and we're going to hear her. I don't care what she looks like. Pride FC opening ceremony.
Sounds like a man.
Let's see.
Is this it?
I'd have to hear the volume.
I didn't know the fucking they had
the
a choir.
Choir.
Fucking. What do they call that choir from Harlem?
I don't know what's going on, but we're going to forget this bit. We're going to move on from it, and we're just going to...
Let's talk about...
It was this. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, folks. This is a guy, though.
All right, we're going to call this one a wash.
Yo, I think Asian announcers are way better than American because they scream better than Americans.
What?
What's that tattoo represent?
10.
Me and Big J did trivia on each other, and every time we got another question wrong, we got another one etched into our arm. On the podcast.
That's pretty dope.
Is this new?
It's like 7 years ago.
Oh, shit.
A long time ago. Let's see. Jay Leno burnt in a car fire.
It is funny for no reason.
That is funny.
Why is it funny?
Did you hear about this?
Jay Leno. Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about this?
In the news.
He was burnt.
Yeah, did you?
Apparently his face was burnt.
What about his chin, though?
Did
they get his fucking chin?
Obviously. Actually, can you bring Justin in here? Can we ask Justin to come in? I want Justin to fucking...
Oh, Silver. Yeah, I'll get him.
Yeah. Who? What other Justin do you think?
I don't know why
Nat,
I blanked on who
Nat,
else it would be.
What other fucking Justin? What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Here.
Come on in, buddy.
Boys.
It's you, pal.
Oh, did they not? Did Shannon, didn't Shannon have a story on here the other day about somebody rescuing their grandma from a pit bull or something, or their child?
Let me see if I can find it.
I've been very anti-pit bull, Justin, and I'm trying to get you to convince me to not be so crazy about
this. I don't care if you are or you're not.
Well, no, it's not that I'm anti-pit bull. I just think that we should let the breed die out slowly but surely.
Okay.
Right? Not hurt them, not get rid of them, not put them down, but... They are kid killers. They are murdering children across this country left and right.
I get that you feel that way.
They are responsible for 98% of other pet deaths. Mm-hmm. These are facts and figures, okay? You go into Chicago.
98%.
Yeah. Are you trying to start a pit bull crystal knot right now?
Pit bull knot.
This is why I love them. I don't know why. What the argument is.
they kill children
this
and weaker pets.
This is why I love them. They're fucking badasses, yeah.
I have a question. So I got into an argument with my son's mother recently.
Got it.
Shocking.
James was like, he was like, oh, my mom said she would consider getting me a pit bull.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, no. So then I text her, and then we got into like a whole little fucking spat.
Here's what I'll show you in defense of it, and then I'm not going to try to do anything to convince you of
it. You don't have to convince me to do anything.
I'm not going to.
Am I crazy in that?
Go ahead.
I feel like if you're going to own a pit bull, you should have special training. You should to be a responsible pit bull owner is being different than a responsible golden retriever owner.
So let me tell
it's a different thing.
So let me explain. So first of all, like here's my pit with my little niece, right? And he's fucking massive. And
go to the next image. Yeah,
here's
my pit chewing on my niece's femur.
No, they're all doing it. Here's the thing: golden retrievers actually are the same. They're almost the identical size of like my dog, yeah, and I train. If you go per breed.
They go per, it's a cat.
I train as many golden retrievers as I do pit bulls for like a great, but any big dog is the same shit. They're big, powerful animals. That's it. And the terrier in them is going to make them, they're going to have more terrier. You had a terrier, you have sport.
Yeah.
So it's like any big terrier is the same shit. Pit bulls, Dobermans, any big dog like that is like, German Shepherds and Terriers.
We're going to call them kill dogs.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah. So fine. So kill dogs, but you don't think that you should have to have some sort of special training
in order
to be able to handle a kill dog.
I think
you don't think any Puerto Rican kid in the fucking hood should be able to go get a kill dog and fucking...
No, I don't. I agree with you.
So
I think
it should be based off a race.
Buddy.
Like a gun license.
Every
yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. They should
check your record.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, if you have a lion, I feel like you should have to have a lion license.
Yeah. Right, right.
And I feel like that's what a pit bull is. It is a fucking
it's a
wolf.
Weapon.
I
it's
think
a fucking wolf.
Any,
if we make pit bulls illegal, then only criminals will have pit bulls.
Yeah. That's true.
Good point. Right.
Any big dog is a fucking badass. And I'll tell you, the same thing is like when I'm in the dog park and Brutus is there, who's trained awesome, right? And I see other pit bull owners.
Named him a dickhead name.
Brutus a badass.
You named Brutus, him a fucking
trainer. Brutus,
I named him a kill dog name, dude.
There was this Puerto Rican kid when I was young.
Isn't
he had
the
a pit
guy
bull
that killed Caesar?
Yeah.
Brutus.
He betrayed his fucking man.
Yeah. My buddy Dalvin named his pit bull Murder. That was the dog's name. All it was Murder. It was
we
all
know,
black pit bull.
You know
I'm
going to
call
dude.
I'm going to call my pit bull the baby eater.
Yeah.
No, but they're all like when I see like another pit bull owner, I'm like, "What type is this one?" And if it's like the kind who's like they got you got yeah, to be yeah, on top. You have to be on top of it. You have to be on top of it.
A thuggy dude.
No,
right?
You have to be on top of it.
What if it's just some dumb bitch?
That's the majority,
right? Mm.
That's the
some
majority.
Some stupid bitch.
Like Brutus's owner.
Who? Some dumb dainty bitch who doesn't understand that she's got a death weapon.
Right.
That and here's the thing, right? And the whole rescue thing. Even if you don't rescue it, am I wrong to assume this? Right. Like, let's say you raise a dog since it's a puppy. It could still have child murder DNA.
Yeah.
In it.
No.
Generational trauma.
Yeah, dude. What if his dad was fucking a child murderer?
No, you know that. Listen, here's the truth of it, right? The honest truth is like you temperament test them, and some dogs are just what you call bomb proof, like good with everything.
How do
like
you do
I
that?
Always adopt the. You temperament test them. You
just
have them
put
around
them in front of a baby, and then just.
You hit him with a hanger?
Yeah.
You're like, let's see how he acts. Right?
But like, it's the same thing.
You hit him with a hanger and throw it to a toddler.
Kick him in the nuts and put him in front of a kid.
Any. I agree with you. Any of the people who were like, "Oh, I want to save this poor dog's life," and they're like, "And you're not like on top of that shit." Like those are the people that I look out for as well.
Well, right? Here's the thing.
Those are the people I look out for as well.
So,
same thing
well,
you're saying.
I would
saying.
Bring my son over to you, and Justin is a very, very good dog owner and trainer. Right, really good.
Thank you, Louis.
Helped me a lot with sport. And your dogs were great. Chiquita and Panino.
Pacino.
Panini and Cappuccino.
Chiquita and Banana. They were great fucking dogs. But I will tell you right now, when I would bring my three-year-old James, my little toddler, right, I'd be side-eyes looking at Pacino.
You should be.
I was like, this fucking dog, if he fucking eats my, first of all, there's nothing I can do. I'm going to be pulling my son by his legs, yeah. And yeah. Pacino's got his head. We're just tearing my son in half. Yeah. It's over, right?
But yeah. Any big dog, if you had a German Shepherd, you'd think the same thing. If you had a Belgian Malinois, yeah. You'd think the same thing.
Forget
dogs.
Of my ignorance.
Badass fucking dogs.
Yeah. Shepherds are aggressive. But what about the thing people say, like, that their jaws lock more than other?
No.
Is that made up? So,
yeah, here's what it is. The way you measure PSI, pounds per square inch, yeah. Of pressure, is basically just the size of a dog. So a Rottweiler is going to have a stronger dog the jaw than a pit bull. A Mastiff's going to have a stronger one than a Rottweiler. Dogo, and they just go up. It's really just like how big the muscle.
Golden okay. Retrievers are not killing babies. Yeah. Stop telling yeah. me this.
They're
airbud. Okay. It ain't happening.
They're killing them from suffocating. Yeah, from loving them. Yeah,
from licking them too hard. Yeah.
They are big, strong dogs. I train very rambunctious, wild Golden Retrievers because people tend to think like because this is a Golden Retriever, it's not going to dot dot dot. They're all individuals, dude. Yep. They're all individuals.
Golden Retrievers play sports.
Yeah,
they don't chew babies' faces.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah, dude. So, I had a retriever for years. Layla, she was a fucking bitch. She's like the nicest.
I'm sure
dog
you
ever.
Can find. I'm just
wait,
saying.
You said it in a good way. She's a fucking bitch.
She's a bitch. Like she was soft.
Oh,
you
I
get
see
what
you
I'm saying.
Said.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
I get
dog
what you're saying.
2 month old baby ripped child's legs off while father slept in the other room. Yo,
that's what the dog retriever. Looks like.
Okay,
I don't believe that.
The lone golden retriever. It's like a woman school shooter. Like, okay, it happened, I guess. Yeah.
That dog ripped off a kid's legs.
That's also a hilarious way to murder a baby.
Yeah.
Is a hilarious way to murder. It's so inefficient.
Yeah, dude. Think you gotta bleed out of his limbs.
If you gave me like the list of things to do, at the end of the list, I'd be like, all right, I guess. Just fucking rip his legs off.
Yeah. He can't walk anywhere at the end of the list. We're at the end of the list.
That's crazy.
Is this dog a Mortal Kombat character?
Finish
it. Damn it.
You know what it also is? It's like, it's the dog du jour of whatever like criminals want at that generation. So it used to be like German Shepherds. Then it was Dobermans. Then it was Rottweilers. Yep. Then it was Pitbulls. So it's whatever the dog du jour is. They used to be, this is true. Pitbulls originally, they were called the nanny dogs. They were farm and utility dogs, and their first job was to be protective of children. So the fact that when they're like, they're meant to be animal aggressive, not human aggressive. Mm. So even when they were in the pit fights, humans can handle them.
Yeah.
So that's like but to your point, it's like a lot of people are just like, they're like, oh, I feel bad for this dog because he's in a shelter, and they don't realize like, yeah, that's a sad story, but you still have a fucking responsibility.
My sister's daughter, my niece, she wants a dog. And I put it on social media the other day. My sister's going to see this now. I'm trying to surprise the little girl with a dog.
Right.
But I was like, should I adopt one or should I buy one? What do you think I should do, Justin?
I'll tell you why I'm so pro-adoption. Here's why. Because when you buy one, it's a crapshoot. And you don't necessarily know what their temperament and personality is going to be. When you foster one, you could be like, we're going to try this one out for a few weeks. And if it doesn't work, it goes back. Mm-hmm. And you can try a bunch of different ones. And they don't have this like agenda to try to convince you to sell you something. Because so many times people get these dogs. It's like, they said it was going to be like this, this, and this because it's this breed. And it's like 9 out of 10 times, it's not that case.
You're not going to pass the adoption application.
Yes, you will.
Why wouldn't I?
I don't think
Lewis
think
will.
So.
Why wouldn't I?
Lewis is a good dog owner.
Yeah, true.
And I don't like Lewis.
Yeah. No, I'd pass the adoption. I'm doing well enough and I'm on paper. What do they do? A credit check? What do they do?
What's the dog?
No, they look at your house. They make sure you have space for
it.
They're going to Google you. They're not. You're fine.
Yeah. If you Google. But
they're going to Google Lewis Gomez.
Yeah.
Google.
They're going to get 5,000.
The president of Argentina. Yeah.
Yeah. If you Google me, the problematic stuff doesn't come up unless you're searching for it.
What's up, doggy?
It's Aaron Berg. Great Aaron Berg.
Great Aaron Berg.
He thinks we sold 50 hats at Skankfest.
Exactly. He thinks you owe money.
He brings it up every time I see him now, and he does it in a hilarious way because my sister ran the merch booth at Skankfest. So he's like, yeah, your bitch sister's. I know she's pocketing this money for Bianca's new Mercedes, but it'd be nice if we can get paid out from these 50 hats I sold. So you're saying I should adopt? But what about
all those real nice hats that everybody was wearing at our show over the weekend?
Yeah.
They were all at Skankfest, they told us.
I think cool there's dudes. I think there's more flexibility if you adopt. If you buy, first of all, you're coming out of pocket with a lot. And then they do, and a lot of like, when you buy them from breeders, they like, they still think they own your dog. And they're like, you're not allowed to do this with him. You're not, it's like, motherfucker, like, stop making it like you're doing anything other than selling something.
They constantly email you after you purchase the dog and
they,
shit like that?
They can be like a little bit harassy where they're like, you're not allowed to neuter him until he's this much age because he's still one of our, like, they take a lot of like, they take a lot of ownership of it, and I'm
this
like
is the people who sell you the dog.
A lot of breeders do, and also like a lot of breeders. Here's another thing: is people like you go to a place and they're like, "Oh, here's their papers," and it's like those papers don't mean anything. They're just made up papers. So if they come from like the Bible Belt or from Pennsylvania, a lot of times they're just dogs from puppy mills.
She
at
wants
the,
a fucking puppy, dude. She doesn't want you can a still fucking get a puppy. Used. If a puppy, let me say something. If there's a puppy in a shelter,
right,
like a Dawkins.
A puppy.
Like a Dawkins, I'm saying.
Any puppy.
Gotcha.
In a shelter.
Anything.
That puppy sucks.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting rid. Nobody's looking at a puppy going, I don't want you.
Yes, they do.
That's crazy.
After Christmas, the shelters fill up because people go, look, I bought you a dog. And then the spouse is like, are you fucking kidding me?
Get
like, you just bought this
here,
dog.
Yeah.
And within 24 hours, the shelter fills up right after Christmas. Right. So many people do that.
So do that right after Christmas.
Dude, no, that's the best time to get
her a puppy for Christmas.
So we'll get you a puppy. Tell me what you want, and we'll go and we'll get you one.
Let's go buy one. It's a whole to-do. I can't do the whole to-do.
You don't have to do the whole to-do. I'll send you a bunch of fucking dogs, and I'll be like, pick one of these. Tell me which one you like.
Do it right now. Give me one.
And I'm not going to do it right now. No. I don't like your attitude about it.
It's a whole to-do. I got to wait. It's give me the dog. Yeah.
You got to tell me what you want.
How are you going to raise this animal when you don't have patience to pick it out?
You got to tell me what you want.
I'm not raising it.
How big do you want?
How hilarious would it be if he gets a pit bull puppy?
But small's no good for little kids.
Yeah.
Like bigger and more robust so the kids can play with it and be handsy. That's why little dogs get nippy.
They're not little kids. They're 7 and 10.
That's still, they're going to want to like roughhouse with it and play a little bit.
Not roughhouse.
How big? Like sport size?
Between sport and, a little bigger.
Okay, so mid-size. 25 pounds.
At the most.
Okay, so that's a reasonable size dog.
At the most.
That's reasonable. That's a nice size animal.
I want a pup, though. I want a little cute pup.
We'll get you a pup, Lewis. Shed or no shed?
Who chooses a shedding animal? We should also kill shedding
animals. Sport was a shedding animal.
I know.
Shepherd's a shedding animal.
You want a long hair, 20 pounds.
Probably a poodle mix.
Like a poodle mix.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. That's going to be the easiest thing to get.
Yeah.
After the holidays. Because that's what they're like the dog du jour right now. So, like, people are going to buy them.
This chick that I know has, I hung out with her and her fucking dog was awesome. And I fucking love this little dog. Let me tell you what kind of dog it is right now.
Poodles are good. They're great with kids, aren't they?
It's all individual. Yeah. I have like 5 poodles that I'm dealing with, like, biting kids right now.
Really?
Yes. It's everything. It's like there's no, like, this breed is this way.
Yeah, but they can't murder the child.
Any dogs are fucking. A standard size poodle is a 70-pound dog. They're guard dogs. Yeah. They were French guard dogs.
French, yeah, for the French.
The doodles are smaller, but like a golden doodle, that's a 60-pound dog. Where's a 60-pound dog has got fucking 1-inch teeth.
Look at this dog, dude. How cute is this dog?
Who's the chick? Forget about the dog.
The chick. Dude. She's a comic. She's a funny comic.
Okay. Who? It's a very cute dog.
Who her name is?
Don't worry about it. Mind your business.
Come on, man.
You're getting all the...
Come on, Lewis, man. Let me see.
Business, that's a very cute... It's a cute dog. It's like a Lhasa Apso.
I'm gonna find out what kind of dog it is right now.
Can I see it again? Looks like a Tibetan terrier or something.
Let me see. What type of dog? What type of dog do you have?
Did your family have dogs growing up?
No, I never had a pet. Never had animals growing up.
No fish. Oh, this is the actual breeder.
No fish?
No fish, no none.
Yeah, but
lizards?
Nothing. We had like a turtle for a little bit.
That's
we had fish for a little bit, but not for long.
Nothing.
Why you guys? Yeah.
We lived in an apartment. My mom didn't like animals. In Dominican Republic, they're all street dogs. Like, they stay outside. The food they eat is scraps.
One of my biggest regrets is not bringing Sport to Jamaica and leaving him on the beach.
Oh, he would have loved to.
Just let him run around there?
Let him go.
Dogs figured it out.
You go to Costa Rica when the dogs just run around. It's like, they're living the dream. Everyone's nice to them.
It's great.
It's great. Everyone's nice to them.
Dude, being a fucking beach dog in the Caribbean, dude, you're literally...
The bomb.
You survive by being cute.
Yeah.
That's your whole existence.
Yeah.
And I'm sure these dogs, by the way, I'm sure they're vicious. I'm sure they're vicious to like other dogs and like fucking, you know, other
pack
beach
mentality.
Animals and shit. Dude, I bet they're fucking act like wolves, but when they come up to the people, they know to wag their tail and to open their eyes, and then they get fucking scraps and food from fucking. Dude, this cat, we were just in Belize. This cat was eating fucking lobster. Every time I had a lobster, look at this fucking little cat. Yeah, he came over and he rubbed against my leg. And I guarantee you this thing had fucking rabies and fucking cat AIDS.
It's called flight reflex. Yeah,
they're social climbers.
That's like when wolves were domesticated.
It's like the Joe DeRosa of animals. I see Joe fucking doing that to agents' legs. Yeah,
got a Netflix special.
So I gotta get her a dog. What's the easiest way to get a dog here, Natalie? Give me something easy. Can I just buy one? How much is a dog?
$500.
No, much more than that.
$1,000.
You don't want one that comes from a puppy mill because then they're gonna have all these inherent health problems and you're gonna live in the
vet. They're gonna be inbred, yeah. Right?
Sport was from a puppy mill and he lived till he was 17 years old.
It happens sometimes. Are you sure? Sometimes you luck out, but it's a risk. But I just think you go to Animal Haven right here. They have the cutest fucking puppies.
Animal Haven,
the rescue right here. They're great.
Place. Right now.
You can go right now. You just have to make an appointment, be like, and then you just go.
Call them up. Make an appointment right now, Natalie. I'm going right now.
Go to Animal
Haven. Can I get a puppy right now? I can walk out.
Go see what they have.
I can walk out with a puppy right now.
I don't know, but I think so. Probably.
Bring it to my niece.
They just have to do your apartment check and all that. Good breeders are going to do that also.
How are they going to do my apartment check and get a puppy right now?
You have to like make a video. This is my house. This is where I live. They probably would. I mean, they're going to do a background check. They do. Responsible breeders are going
to
do that too.
Can he go to this?
He wants to walk out with one.
Walk in, walk out. I don't know if someone's at the house and they can like show your. I don't know what their process is, but it's not that difficult.
Call him up right now. Give me an appointment, Natalie. Puppy Haven. I'll call him on the show.
Animal.
Now you're buying this dog for your niece?
Yeah.
Here, you want to look at him? You want to pick one?
Oh, there's pups now.
You can see him.
Look at Douglas, but he's an old dog. Yeah. Fuck you, Douglas.
2 years old.
2 months. Look at a 2 month female.
That's a big dog.
Is that a chihuahua?
That's Beluga.
Beluga's cute. Yeah. I don't know.
She's going to be big. She got big paws.
She's not that cute.
Go through them.
Nope. Yuck.
Go through them.
Look at Trot.
Baby killer, baby killer, baby killer, baby killer, baby killer.
That one's
baby killer.
What about Vance?
Look at Peepa.
Peepa's the one.
Let me see Peepa.
Yo, play that
Peepa.
Sarah McLachlan song.
That's a very cute one. Ugh. Shut up. Stop being such fake hard asses.
Like
if I had this fucking dog right here, Derek would be mushing all over it. No, you wouldn't. I've seen you with dogs.
Glass.
You turn into a fucking adorable little woman when you see a dog. We all
this
do.
This is untrue.
This is not untrue.
Whoa, Trevor.
I fuck with Todd, actually.
I fuck with Trevor hard.
I don't like a dog.
Trevor is 4 Ooh. Years old, but Trevor's a cool looking dog.
That is a cool looking dog.
Look at Todd.
Keep going through.
Look at Dyson.
They're all
very adorable.
Dyson looks happy.
Dogs are...
Yeah, these are old. These are old dogs,
That's
dude.
A two-month-old dog. Oh, that's a beauty. It's
Sourby.
Shepherd. Ooh.
What a horrible name.
Sourby.
Sourby? What the fuck is that?
That's how I describe my ex. Sourby.
Sourby. Wait, Lewis, look at the bottom left. Blue eyes, 2 months old.
Omura.
Boom.
But he's a pit bull.
He definitely has some
pit. That looks like a Kalahula mix. That's a Kalahula mix. That's a beautiful dog. Blue eyes. Keep going. What do we got?
I don't like it.
I'm going to go down there after this anyway.
Why?
Because now I'm into it.
Now you're in.
It's my thing, bro.
What about Gordy?
Are these dogs all just sitting there right now?
Yeah. They probably have more. Those are just the ones on the website.
I want to see one in person. Like touch it.
Go over there.
Grab it by its neck. Look
Pick
at
it up. Inspect it.
Put my finger in his ass. Smell.
Yeah, go over there.
This is a good
one. Put a baby in front of it.
Let me know
see how it acts. Yeah.
Let me know.
What about a little dog?
That's
like
to get your nieces and nephews a dog. That's pretty. That's pretty cool to do from an uncle. You know what I mean? I think so.
Yeah. I'm a cool uncle.
That's what uncles do, man. They get the shit that the parents don't want.
Right. True.
Yeah. Well, I'll get her a dog because they want one, and why not? And my son gets to also play with it too. You know, it's like all the benefits. I told my chick if she moves here, I'd get her a dog. She loves dogs.
So that's what you'll wait till she moves here and then maybe get another one?
Yeah, if I had somebody in my home, I would, you know, but I'm on the road too much. I'm out too much.
70 pounds minimum.
Yeah.
Dog.
70 pounds minimum.
How many dogs you got? Talk about the girl.
How many dogs do you own?
I just got one now. I just got Brutus, but he's mad. I like him big. I like big dogs.
Let's see this new documentary about Casey Anthony. Nice. I'm excited about it. I think Casey Anthony is very sexy.
She's fucking smoking hot, dude.
Hot. Who is she?
I love her crazy bitch.
She killed her daughter.
Nice.
Allegedly.
She didn't get locked up.
No, she beat it.
Yeah. She tore her legs off.
Is that what she's known for? Or is it like something? She looks like movie star.
She was known for being hot, and then she...
So her kid went missing, found dead, but she was like straight up partying while the kid was missing.
Yeah.
Like she was like at the club.
Yeah.
on dumbass.
Like documented, like yeah, at yeah. the club.
Do we still not know if she actually killed the daughter?
She probably
did. Well, she couldn't find a sitter, right? Mm. Wasn't that the issue? She couldn't find a sitter for the weekend.
Reasonable.
Yeah, and she did her in. Let's but see. She beat it in court. She
mm-hmm. play it.
Oh, she's got resting bitch face.
Yeah, we never talk about how women kill more babies than
pit bulls.
Yeah, yeah, you don't.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't.
That needs to be addressed.
Wow, she just turned on the tears.
Yeah.
2011, Casey Anthony was accused of murdering her daughter. She was found what?
Not guilty.
Not.
Why talk to me now when you're not getting creative control?
She's psycho.
That bitch looks crazy.
Casey Anthony speaks.
Was this made on
Whoa,
iMovie?
I will say that yeah. that trailer
That's
fucking...
a good trailer. What a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I will say what that a that cliffhanger. Was a fucking yeah. great trailer because I was like...
I was waiting.
Wow. Now, am I wrong, or did it later come out that she was fucking her attorney in exchange for free legal representation?
I mean, I don't know. That's very smart.
I believe
she
that,
came out and said that her yeah. father used to molest her yeah. and abused her, and then the father and the mom still like paid for her legal fees.
Yeah.
And,
like,
is she real ass dude of the week?
Dude, yeah. she's
a real.
No, she didn't do anything. Just said, I gotta hear what she says. I gotta hear yeah. her defense. But
I mean,
I'm gonna watch that tonight.
That was wild for the
is
trial.
When does
I
it
remember.
Come out? Comes out next month, I believe.
The trial was crazy because they're saying she didn't do it.
The 29th,
you
comes
know,
out.
She pled not guilty, but then she's like, "Oh, just so you guys know, my father raped me." Like,
I never
so,
understand.
So yeah. strange, man.
The, but she's still. Melinda's brothers did that shit. But when they killed their parents. They were like, "Oh, he molested us, and that's why we killed him, and he, yeah. was, abusive.
He was abusive."
That's fair. Because they're the victims in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's not like the kid killed the mother for abuse. The other way around. Mm-hmm. But if she's still like partying afterwards, yeah. she doesn't give
I
a
mean,
fuck.
Bro, the Melendez
she was
brothers.
Partying while yeah. the baby was supposedly missing.
Didn't yeah. they find yeah. a baby in like a shoebox or a box in her car or some
wrapped
shit?
In a blanket in the
no,
woods?
They
right?
found some shit in the back of her car. They found it in the woods. The remains.
They found
yeah. if there was DNA lie in the back car. Of her car and shit, right? Then that the chemical that.
There was a bunch of shit. There yeah. was like yeah.
When was this?
2011.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
A decade ago.
Years ago. Yep. And then she fucking beat it in court. She beat a murder charge.
How bitches get away with shit.
Yep.
Now,
yeah. They sure
remember
do.
Amy Fisher and that whole thing in Long Island with yeah, yeah.
She
Joey Buttafuoco.
That much trouble, right?
She just shot the girl in the face, but she fucked her lawyer.
Just.
She didn't
Amy
kill him.
Fisher
it was a murder.
Time.
Yeah, Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Mary Jo.
Yeah. She had to come out afterwards and be like, I'm going to vote.
She's deafening.
I had the same lawyer she fucked. I don't want to say his name, but the lawyer she fucked.
Say his
was
name,
my
fucking
lawyer.
Give him
fuck
some.
Fuck it. Ira Weissman. No, sorry, Eric Nyberg. That's the.
You named hey, the wrong
one. No, they're both. It's Ira and Eric Nyberg. They're partners, but the older one was.
Geo fucked Ira.
Yeah. That's how I got my free representation.
Yeah. Did he get you out of what you
of
did?
Of course, bro. He walked in right before we walked in. He's like pokes his head in. He's like, "Oh, that judge is a bitch, but I play golf with her father. We're good." Just like that. And I was
so
like,
much that happens, bro.
5,000.
I was
000.
Yeah, 10 for me one time. He's like, "I play racquetball with the DA. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. You're good." Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all about who
and
they know.
One time the judge didn't agree. He was like, "I don't feel comfortable letting him go." Like he's talking about me.
Come
and then
on.
My lawyer's like,
he's a good guy.
He's like, "Your Honor, this is a worked deal."
Yeah.
And he like just looks at the DA.
See, sometimes it's the opposite though. Sometimes like I had a lawyer once and he was like, "God, dude, I fucked the judge's wife."
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
is this true?
Problem. No.
Oh.
Yo, well, people don't fuck, realize, dude. Like a lot of your money.
This is my mortal enemy is this judge. You're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
like a lot of your money that like you pay a lawyer a lot of money sometimes because they'll take that money and be like, "All right, I'm gonna take the judge out for dinner." Like they don't give these people gifts.
It's Hollywood.
But they'll give them like tickets for a game. They'll give them gifts because they can't like give them money. Be like, "All right, let's go to this fucking wrestling match. Let's go to this basketball game.
Let's give me take it to the Yankee game.
Yeah, I'll take you out to eat," and they'll just fucking
Let's go to Cipriani's. You know, that's how these people. Like, shout out Chris Gerda. The guy got me off on about 8 different charges, man. He was fucking great.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Good for you. Shout
all,
out Chris
all, I don't want to say what kind of race they are.
He was an Irishman.
They were Jews. They were Jews.
Yeah. No, Chris Gerda was not. He was an Irish.
No one argues like
Jews are the best lawyers, hands down. I had it like a regular guy, and he fucked me over. The snowball guy. Just regular white American.
Snowball?
I went to Jeff for throwing a snowball.
Dude, I went to a lawyer recently, and not that recently. Me and my son's mother were like going through shit, and she wanted him to go to school in New York, and we were just like really like butting heads. Mm-hmm. So I talked to a lawyer, and I was just like, "Look, I want to like protect myself. I was like, I want to like actually have an agreement on the books for custody, like, you know, and whatever, without going into like the details of it. It was just getting to the point where I was like, we were just butting heads too much. And I was like, let me go see like a lawyer and figure out like what the process is. You know, and he was so quick to, like, he wanted me to paint her like she's a bad mom.
Right,
bad person. Like, she's doing, like, and she's sort of, like, collecting this information. He's sort of pressuring me. He was like, you have to go to court right now. You have to establish, you know, whatever. And he probably wasn't wrong, but I recognized in it the sales process.
Absolutely.
And he was going through the whole thing.
He was upselling you.
And he was going, da-da-da-da-da-da. He was like, and then he'd say, and it's going to cost this. He was like, what did you think? What do you think? Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, he's closing right now. I was like, it's a salesman. I'm a salesman. I recognize the sales process. He collected all my information. Now he talked about how his services are perfect for me. Now he's bringing me through the closing triangle, right?
Right.
And I just sort of recognized it in the moment, and I felt very scuzzy, and I was like, this isn't about like what's right, what's wrong, or anything. This is literally about him getting a sale right now, and all the other things, all the other pieces sort of fall around that, and he's just trying to make some fucking cash, and he's trying to make it quickly.
But the thing about family court, when you go in there, family court is, I don't know if you've ever went before? It is one of the most toxic things ever, because the judge is going to make their decision based on who they think is the bigger scumbag. Right.
And I couldn't do that. Yeah. Like, you know, me and her.
Because you're a real ass dude. Yeah.
We were having troubles, but I couldn't, like, and like on paper, not for like, I can make myself look really fucking good. Because you're like, oh, you wouldn't get it except for, no, like, no, on paper, it looks like I make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, in a nice place. I own multiple businesses.
You drive the Audi into the courtroom.
You employ people.
I take the kid on multiple vacations. Yeah. I'm very like involved as a father. I'm not like a weekend warrior dad where I'm there every other weekend. I'm extremely involved. I just didn't feel. Like, it was just such a scuzzy process. I was like, wow, dude. I was like, you're trying to sell me. And you're also trying to, like, make me, like, get on board with painting my son's mother like she's a piece of shit.
Yeah, and then what's going to happen with that is that stuff is going to get back to your son.
Exactly. It was a very toxic feeling.
But her lawyer is going to want to do the same for you. Yes. That's how family court works. It's like, oh, he's a dirtbag. They're not going to talk like, oh, you employ people.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, yeah, he puts guns in people's butts.
Yeah,
and sexy harasses people. They're just going to look.
It's all true.
Yeah. But they're going to look at that and be like, oh, he's not safe around this environment. Even though you don't bring him here.
When I had about 2 years clean, I was in a, like, I wasn't even a custody battle. It was just visitation. And she got this hotshot lawyer. And when he came in, he had like a lineal. It was so lineal. Everything I'd ever done wrong in my life. Wow. And I'm sitting at about like 2 years clean. Like, my life has changed.
Yeah.
But dude, when he was rattling all that shit off, I clenched my teeth so hard, I cracked my back teeth. Wow. Like, I wanted to fucking.
Yeah, you want
to
kill the guy.
I wanted to strangle him. Yeah. And to be honest, there was nothing I could say. And the judge is like, Mr. Drescher, is this all true? I'm like, yeah, it is. And my lawyer's like, shut up. I'm like, no, let me talk.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
No, I got this.
I'll represent myself. She's like,
just drop a beat. He started rapping. Like, So I was young.
Yeah. I was just a young man.
I was just a young nigga.
Grandma died. My grandma died. I had to stay alive. No. But I was like, why can't we talk about the last 2 years of my life? Like, I'm clean, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And they're like, yeah, but guys like you fail.
And not wrong, though.
No, they weren't wrong.
I'm not saying that you failed. You know, obviously you've changed your life in a lot of ways, right? But the reality is, most of the time, people that are incarcerated, they get out, they go back in.
And drugs
drugs, all of that, right? Yeah. This is why, like, it was when people talk about, like, systemic, like, racial oppression in, like, New York, where they, like, the stop and frisk thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of my arrests came from that.
Right, me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's the big problem with it. It's like they're targeting young minorities. That was me every time. I was like, you know, fucking like, oh, look at this guy. Let's see what he's got on him. Right.
This little Puerto Rican.
Right.
Yeah.
But even so, like, once you're arrested, once you have handcuffs on you one time, you are that much more likely to be arrested again, right? You're turning
oil for the machine to burn.
It's maybe somebody who's not a criminal. Like, all my arrests were from smoking weed. Every time I've been arrested in my entire life was just smoking a joint on the street or
not even illegal now.
Literally not. Like, it's very funny because, like, I could have went down a much different path because they turned me into a criminal for smoking a plant. I wasn't like fucking hurting people. Well, I wasn't doing anything violent. Not like you pieces of shit.
Yeah, no, I was violent. I was a very violent person.
Well, mine was a snowball in my defense. That's my only violent
charge. I would regularly assail people in the street for for their money, so I could buy more drugs.
Sometimes for boredom.
Yeah. But the fact, like, the background that you come from, like, with, you know, your mother and your father, and the fact that you did not end up in prison is,
miracle.
Like...
miracle.
No, I thought you said terrible.
I said miracle.
The system has failed.
Failed us.
Yeah.
I watched Lewis pull such a fucking great dad move. Like, I watched a Lewis James moment. We're in the car. We picked up James after our show the other night. And Lewis sees a family of deer walking through the neighborhood. I mean, just a squatted up.
Don't tell
the
me they ate from your hand.
And Lewis goes, James, look, deer. And he pulls up and they all go on a lawn. And I just watched James see the deer and then be over it. Oh, that's really? How good this kid's life is. I went, wow, James, dude, that's so cool that you guys got to have this moment with these deer. And he looks at me and goes, actually, Zach, it's pretty common in New Jersey. Like, I went, well, James, I grew up in New Jersey, and I would never see anything like that. He goes,
he's like, not, really not in Ridgewood, Zach.
He's like, not, he's
not playing video games common. In a basement, Zach.
He grew up in Sea Caucus, Zach.
Yeah, dude, I remember.
Really shut me down.
I'm sitting in the car with my daughter, right? And fucking her mother, like, ran in the store for something. My daughter's got, she's like 4. And she's like, Dad, Mom hates you. And I'm like, for real? She's like, yeah, she talks really bad about you all the time. Geez. Yeah.
You're like, look, there's
and
deer.
And my daughter's like, she's like, do you think you could do something to, like, to fix it?
He's like,
and
what? Her? Like, do something?
I'm like, I'll do whatever you want.
Take care of him?
And she, I was like, I don't know, baby. She's like, you think maybe you could take her to, like, to some place she's always wanted to go or something like that?
Grave?
Were you guys still together or you're broken up at this time?
It was on like, it was just out. Say complicated. It yeah, it was on the way out. But I just remember telling her, she's like, yeah, she loves you, but she doesn't like you at all. That's what my daughter said to me.
She was 4 years old?
She's four. Jeez. About five. She was five.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, yeah, that's smart. It's honestly, it's it makes me sad. Me and my son's mother are we don't get along now.
Yeah.
Like the whole school thing was like just fuck. We butt heads so hard on it. She wanted him to continue to go to school in New York, and I wanted him to go to school in Jersey and have, you know, friends in his neighborhood and not spend an hour and 20 minutes commuting to school.
Wait,
every
he goes
day.
To school in the city?
He was for 2 years. He was going to school in the city and literally driving an hour each way. It was fucking crazy.
You know what's wild?
It was so stressful.
I everything that's happened like with that shit is my fault. Like I could 100% have done things to make that transition quicker after we split up, but I had to like always get the last word and say the wildest shit. And then, you know, I'd have her like on a Wednesday, and then I'd have her like every other weekend also.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go up and have her at my aunt's house. But, you know, she wanted to move to Florida, and I was like, nah, fuck that, you know? But and you got to realize, like, where I was in my life, like, I was fucking making, like, this is before $15 minimum wage. Like, I was making, like, $13 an hour working in a shelter. It's like, what can I even really do right now? And I remember I was at the park with her, and she's like, I was like, you like Florida? And she's like, yeah, Dad, I really like Florida. And she's like, I like the water. I'm like, yeah, would you want to live there? And she's like, I don't know. She's like, but grandma and grandpa have a horse. And I was like, you know what? I'm fucking out. I'm checking out. I'm like, I'm going to allow this move.
Yeah.
Because what, you know, what am I, you know, what would I don't, I think I would have been hurting her more. And through all the drama, through all the fucking court cases, it's like, she doesn't need to be involved.
No, she doesn't need to be. But, you know, yeah, there's two trains of thought there. You know what I'm saying? And I get what you're saying. It is, I completely get it. You know what I'm saying? But that's a reflection on how you saw yourself at that time, right? So you felt like you weren't worth shit, and that's why you allowed that to happen. You know what I'm saying? I think who you are today, I don't know if you would have allowed that to happen,
right? I'm also way more financially secure.
Right, of course. It's a big part of it, you know?
It's a war of attrition a lot of times.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude, it's, you know, it's a fucking hard thing. But yeah, I mean, when me and my son's mother broke up, we had those fucking arguments. She's like, I'm going to move him to the Midwest. And I was like, literally, just so you know, I will be dead. So you'd like the, so you know, like I will have cops put bullets in my fucking skull before I allow you to take my son out of this fucking state. You're out of your fucking
alerts.
Mind.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
It's going over. To school,
James alerts. Yeah.
As a kid who went to school in the city schools suck.
It sucks.
It's like you go to school in Jersey. Like
he was
big
just so you know
fields.
He was going to the number one ranked school in New York. It was
I'm still
legit.
Saying just the architecture of it. You're like it's still like this small
concrete
building.
Jungle. It, like
yeah.
You know,
as opposed to Jersey, it's big.
You're gonna send him to Bosco.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna send him to Bosco. What's Don Bosco? Bosco. That school. That prep school in Jersey.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a great prep school. What's Don Bosco? Don Bosco, that's the name of the school. It's just like, I don't know, everybody who goes there becomes successful.
No, I don't know. He goes to a public school. It's great. He fucking loves it. And yeah, he's got friends that, you know, he literally can walk to his school. That's fucking great.
There's a lawn at the school. There's a lawn. Right? That's all I'm saying.
It's a community. Yeah, grass also, he was going to school with these fucking rich Jewish fucking kids on the Upper West Side. He was the only brown kid in the fucking school.
How are you
going
to feel if he converts to Judaism?
But he was legitimately the only brown kid in this fucking school. And it was like, you know, now he goes to a school where like other kids look like him. It's like legit. Like his mom is like this bleeding heart liberal. But she's setting him to this like elite fucking like all white fucking, and none of the kids were cool.
Cracker school.
Crackers.
He'd come home and he'd be like, oh yeah, fucking, you know, Carson came in today. And
he was fucking, Bartholomew.
Yeah.
I heard last night that Luis J. Gomez is also very liberal. That's what I heard.
Yeah. We're going to wrap this one. This has been a fucking great show. Justin, thank you for popping in
and shedding
the light on the pit bull situation.
We'll
still not completely convinced that human beings should own pit bulls. I think we should maybe just let them die out. But that'll be a continuous debate that we have over the course of the next few years here on the show. We're going to really start to ramp things up in terms of trying to get some sort of law in the books.
Yeah, really, this is a fight that we will not stop fighting.
Also, I read in Iran how they're saying they're killing, they sentenced 15,000 protesters to death.
Nice.
That shit ain't even true.
Fake
news.
15,000 in custody.
One
got sentenced.
Stop
they're
with
starting.
Your bleeding heart liberal horse shit.
One
dead.
I'm on your side.
What was the protest about?
Women's rights.
Women's rights in Iran.
Oh.
They want to be able to breathe over there.
I want to show my ankles.
Yeah.
Can they leave? Can you just, if you're a woman, can you just leave Iran?
Oh, hell no. You can't walk
out the
house.
You're not allowed to blink if you're a woman in Iran.
Are you,
you can't even drive, so you're going
to
have to
walk. Could she go to the airport and leave Iran?
Or is that doesn't have enough. If you don't have those rights, how do you have the money to get on a fucking plane?
Yeah, women aren't allowed to have currency in Iran.
You probably can't travel without a man, but I'll look up.
I read this thing.
It's like a service dog. You got to have papers and a tag.
I mean, is it?
Oh, my God.
Is that bad, though?
I read this meme. I saved it. Lily Michelle, who's a comedian in New York, she posted this. And so the first part of the first sentence is, in the Islamic Republic, it's illegal to execute young women regardless of her crime if she's a virgin. I was like, oh, that's good.
That makes sense.
And then the next sentence is, as a result, officers will rape their victims.
Yo, shit.
Them. I was like, oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
It's a technicality.
Real ass dudes.
Yo, oh, my God.
Wait, so.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
Cops are vicious.
So they can't kill virgins, so they rape
her. They can murder her.
So he's saving her life. He's raping her to save her life.
No, they can execute them after they rape them.
Oh, I thought they can't kill virgins.
You really are cross-eyed chick.
I'm dyslexic, so I miss.
It's bad. You have it back.
Wee-wee.
I got it backwards. All right,
let's run.
All right.
You guys are the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.